Heidi, I first want to start with, how does it feel now going from MLS to CONCACAF, a tournament you were doing really well with, especially after now you're doing, you've had a hot streak kind of MLS. What is it like now flipping back to CONCACAF where you kind of first started getting hot this season?
No, it's a different competition, but you always want to win every game and to do good in every competition. So, yeah, we were focused last week on MLS, and now we are focused on another competition. So, yeah, we are training hard to be good and do it good also.
What are your expectations for the match, specifically with the atmosphere? It's high altitude and it's going to be hot there, kind of like Orlando. So what are your expectations?
No, it's just be focused on the game and try to this kind of thing doesn't try to not affect our game. And yeah, we know that it's there, but yeah, we need to be focused on our ideas and on our football. So it's gonna be interesting to see that.
Diego, do you remember when you were a kid and you decided you wanted to be a forward scoring goals rather than be a goalkeeper or defender?
No, I just want to play football. I don't think too much, and I was trying to play football every single day, and I don't remember to say I want to be a forward or I want to be a defender or I don't care about the position in that time. So it was just enjoying playing football.
And I read somewhere around the age of 13 or 14, a club in Uruguay identified you as a goal scorer because you went out for 27 games and scored something like 40 plus goals. Does this current streak for you remind you of being a kid again and how much you enjoyed the game as just a kid in Uruguay?
Yeah, that club was Peñarol. I started there, so I think you are talking about my first like youth season. So yeah, was good. I enjoy that part of being like a kid and being also like kind of professional football. So was good, and that part I learned a lot. And it was good for be what I am now.
You've succeeded well in these away games recently. Is there something about playing in an away stadium that is different for you in the sense that maybe pressure's off or you can be a little bit more unpredictable?
No, I prepared the game in the same every game. I don't feel that pressure that you're talking about. I have, yeah, the pressure to be good every game, and but I'm good with that, and it doesn't change where I'm playing. I just want to win and to be good, and then if you score, obviously it's better for you. But I want the team to win every game, and that's the most important thing for me.
You hear a lot of coaches talk to their defenders and say, we want to make the game predictable. And yet it's important for attacking players to make the game unpredictable, to do the surprise in order to throw a defense off balance. About your game, what is unpredictable the way you approach and execute within a match?
Yeah, I try to put the to be smart in every single game. Then you have the part that the coach told you obviously what to do, and but there is a part that the player has to be smart and read the how is the game going and what you can do. So yeah, you have the part that you prepare the game, that after that on the pitch you need to see some things that are happening there, and then you have the support of the coaches outside that can help you. And But I think you need to be smart every game and try to, sometimes you need to be go out of what you already did.
Diego, back here. Hi. When you're on a roll, like you are right now, scoring goals, does it kind of open up the field visually for you? Like, do you see things differently? Does it become easier to see what's happening when you have that confidence and you just kind of feel like you're in a rhythm?
No, I'm always confident on when I'm playing, and I try to see things. Sometimes it's hard, obviously, but I try to see what is happening on the game, and obviously the confidence to be in scoring is important for everyone, but I think the most important thing is that the team feels confident, especially for an attacker, is very important. And if the team is winning and confident, is very, very good for everyone, but especially for the attackers.
What you guys are going down to Mexico to do is something not many MLS teams have done or even had a chance to do. Is it add an extra excitement to that? Is there any added pressure that you're representing MLS in this big match?
No. We want to win like we already did there in Mexico, but we just have our pressure that we want to win. We don't have another kind of pressure, or I don't feel it like this. I want to win every game, and this is what I'm working for. So, I have that, maybe that pressure to win, but not from another thing.
You were a little bit open that you felt like this was the right decision to come to Columbus when you had the chance to sign and everything. And since then, you've won MLS Cup, and now you're competing for Champions Cup. Could you have predicted that you guys would have come to this team and played in two different championships in the span of a year? And how much does it just validate your decision to come to Columbus?
Yeah, like you say, when I arrived here, I say that was the right decision to come here. And when I come, I want to work hard to try to get titles and try to compete in every single competition that we have and win as much games that we can. And yeah, I'm working for that. And now that we are in this position, is good for us. And I'm gonna keep working to have this.
Great. We can move on to Zoom questions. Andrea Montolivo.
Sí. Hola, Diego. Andrea Montolivo de la agencia EFE. ¿Me escuchas?
Sí. Sí.
¿Qué tal? Tengo dos preguntas. La primera es saber qué piensas de Pachuca, de vuestro rival en la final. Empezamos con esta.
No, creo que es un rival que por algo llegó hasta ahí. Va a ser, las finales son siempre difíciles y bueno, va a ser, creo yo, un buen partido donde va a haber un buen espectáculo.
Gracias. Y la segunda, ya lo hablaste un poco, pero me interesaba saber, el hecho de jugar, tú has jugado en Turquía, cuando pasas por la Liga Turca, sabes qué es jugar en grandes ambientes. ¿Qué te gusta a ti personalmente cuando hay un gran estadio, ¿no? Un ambiente bien, bien intenso, competir?
No, y es bueno. A mí me gusta eso y bueno, ya me ha tocado jugar en escenarios así, y es algo lindo donde creo que es bueno para el jugador de fútbol y para el espectáculo.
Perfecto. Gracias, Diego.
any more on Zoom, please raise your hand. Any more in the room?
Diego, the team has won 3 games in a row now, all on the road, heading into this final, which will be on the road. What momentum can you take from those 3 games into this final?
Yeah, I think, a good moment for the team. Obviously, it's a different competition, but I think the team is good, working hard. That for me is the most important thing, to go and do a great game there in on the final. And yeah, the team is in a good way.